Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
In 1887, Henry R. Trickett and Fred A. Fillmore combined words and music to a song entitled, I Thirst. The lyrics of this old church hymn are as follows. In the desert of sorrow and sin, lo, I faint as I journey along, with the warfare without and within. See my strength and my hope nearly gone. In my weakness, I turned to the fount, from the rock that was smitten for me. And I drink, and I joyfully count all my trials a blessing to be. O thou God of compassion, I pray, let me ever abide in thy sight. Let me drink from the fount day by day, till I join thee in mansions of light. I thirst. Let me drink of the life-giving stream. Let me drink. 'Tis the rock cleft for me. 'Tis the water of life. Recently, I had the words and melody of this song playing in my head as I went through my daily activities, and it kept coming back to me throughout the day. Several scriptures came to my mind as I thought about this great message. I hope you will share with us on MOI as we tell about some of these messages and some of these scriptures, and as we share the Word of God today.
Learning to lean, learning to lean. I'm learning to lean on Jesus, finding more power than I'd ever dreamed. I'm learning to lean on Jesus, learning to lean, learning to lean. I'm learning to lean on Jesus, power than I'd ever dreamed. I'm learning to lean on Jesus. Sad, broken-hearted, at an altar I've knelt. I found peace that is so and all. Yes, I'm learning to lean on Jesus.
Often in the scriptures, the illustration of thirst is used to share man's need for spiritual blessings from the Lord God. the old scene of Israel making their journey through the desert toward the land of promise, is where the rock brings forth water to quench the thirst of man and beast. God provided the water to save their lives in that dry land. It foreshadows the spiritual waters that are provided for our souls through Jesus. Our souls thirst for the water of life while we journey through this world. God has provided, just as He provided the flow of water from the rock for His people in Israel. Jesus began His sermon on the mountain with a reference to the water that will quench the thirsty soul. He said, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied." To pursue righteousness is to find purpose and meaning in life. When a following after righteousness is what a person has done on earth, the soul is content. It is filled. Nothing in this world can bring the same fulfillment that righteousness does. Some pursue wealth, others pursue pleasure, still others pursue knowledge. The pursuit of fame and glory is the desire of many. To find joy, peace, and the reward in life is to find it in righteousness. The psalmist wrote, "As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for the living God." And another passage from the book of Psalms, "O God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My body longs for you in a dry and weary land where there is no water. I have seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and your glory. Because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. I will praise you as long as I live, and in your name I will lift up my hands. My soul will be satisfied with the richest of foods, as with the richest of foods. With singing lips, my mouth will praise you." My soul will be satisfied as with the richest of foods. With singing lips, my mouth will praise you. The writer commits to giving praise to God for as long as he lives. He praises God because he knows the glory that is due him. In the offering of his promise to praise God, this man describes how his soul thirsts for God and that he will find satisfaction. I believe one of the best scriptures that share the blessing of having the spiritual thirst of our souls quenched is to be found in the 4th chapter of the Gospel of John, when Jesus was speaking to the woman at Jacob's well. Jesus told her that he would give her living water. She had come to the well to draw water to meet her physical needs. Jesus spoke of satisfying her soul. Jesus told her, "The water I give will become a spring of water welling up to eternal life." Jesus wants to give us this living water. He wants you to be quenched with the waters of life deep within your soul. Jesus gave this invitation to the people who were at the Passover feast with him one day. He said, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scriptures have said, streams of living water will flow from within him." Oh, how Jesus wanted God's people to receive the blessing he had brought from heaven. He has that very same desire for the world today. In Revelation 22, verse 17, almost the final words of our Bibles, it gives this invitation. "The Spirit and the bride say, come, and let him who hears say, come. Whoever is thirsty, let him come, and whoever wishes, let him take the free gift of the water of life." Years ago, one very hot summer day, my brother-in-law and I were working on a fence. Our labors took us too far away from anything to drink. As the heat from the sun became intense. We had exhausted our energy. There was a cool spring of water on the farm, but it was too far to walk in our thirsty condition. We were feeling the physical weakness from our thirst. Soon, my brother arrived, bringing the cool drinks to us. It was a day that I still remember because of the feeling of the great thirst that had set in on us. That same yearning for spiritual refreshment is what will draw us to the Lord. It is not some casual thing or temporary need. It is a genuine desire that can bring true satisfaction from the Lord Jesus Christ. Thirst for the living water, and let it bring life to your soul.
All hail King Jesus, all hail Emmanuel, King of kings, Lord of lords, bright morning star. And throughout eternity I'm going to pray.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light.